Well, joining us this afternoon for the first time as New South Wales State of Origin coach is Michael Maguire, and a big task ahead of Michael, and by all reports, he certainly grabbed it with both hands and he's already running, even though we're a couple of months away from State of Origin being in everyone's mindset. It's been on Michael since he got the job, and he joined us on the line. Michael, great to talk to you, mate. How are you going?
Good, fellas. How are you?
I think the last time we spoke to you, since then, you've had two great things and a bad thing. You lost your job, we think, unfairly at the Tigers. Then you steered New Zealand to a record-breaking win over Australia to win the Pacific Cup last October and appointed coach of New South Wales. It's been a tumultuous and exciting 18 months or so.
Yeah, it has. That's probably a good way of describing it, actually. It's been a crazy ride, the old rugby league at times. But, look, I really enjoy, as I've always said, building a team and, you know, chasing success. So it's I've had a great journey with the Kiwi boys and obviously now turning my hand to the Origin team. And it's been great to be able to get out to many of the old boys and also the current players. It's an exciting part of our game, and you know, everyone knows how the enormity of it, and I've always wanted to do it, and now I've got the opportunity.
Congratulations on the appointment. So the first task, when you take on a job several months out away from actually playing the games, the work has to start quickly, obviously. What was amongst your first tasks?
Just find out about the people, find out about the players. I've been very fortunate to spend a lot of time with many of the individuals that are, you know, potentially going to be in the team, and also too, I'd like to find out of you know, what the Origin means.
Louis, I know you're impressed by having a meeting with Michael. As Michael said at the start of this, you know, reaching out to former New South Wales State of Origin players. What did that mean to you?
Oh, mate, it brought back the love of what Origin is, even though I love Origin, but to see the sky blue and how much it actually means to Madge already, and him and with you, Madge. I hope you don't mind me speaking like this, but the way, how passionate he is about it, and it makes me want to be a part of Origin again. I haven't had that feeling since I've retired, so he's done a pretty special job. But for me, Madge, the question to you is, have you found the preparation so far, and do you feel like you're getting a bit closer to, you know, the ideas of what you want to put in place?
Yeah, Louis, I've obviously had my own thoughts, but it's been really good for myself to get out and about and just get an understanding of just the space itself, from the current players and past players, and just the organisation itself. So it sort of gives me a real good focus on where I want to take it. You know, I've been fortunate to be around teams for quite some time, and I've got my own beliefs about what I know works, and I've been very fortunate to be a part of teams that have had you know, some good times and success. So, look, I've got my own ideas, but it's been able to shape it now with this space. And look, yeah, I only have the players for such a short period of time. You know, I had them for a couple of days in February, and then I have sort of the 3 8-day campaigns. But I get to get out and watch games at the moment and brush past the players at times just to see how they're going. But yeah, I've got in my mind where I want to go, and obviously keep a lot of that to myself, Louis. But you know, I really enjoyed my time just sitting with you. You know, and what it meant to you is probably something there that really resonates with all the old boys. You know, as I asked you, I said, mate, what's the jersey mean to you? And mate, there was you know, a bit of emotion that you put into that when you gave me the answer back. If I could bottle that and then take that out to the world, I reckon we're in a pretty good place.
Mate, we're definitely going the right direction, mate. I'm telling you, I know after speaking to you where we're heading. I've got to ask you, though, how does it work as a coach, especially a State of Origin coach? You sit there, you watch all these games, and you've got, you know, the players in mind, but you see so many injuries at the moment, and especially some real key injuries at the moment, for in particular for New South Wales. How does your head, and where does your head go in that situation?
Yeah, that's a really good one, Louis. I mean, I'm probably a bit like the fan. You know, you're watching your team and you're seeing one of your Origin potentials go down, and you sort of think, well, okay, that player was a candidate. But the one thing I'm trying to build at the moment is a wider squad. I think that's something there that, you know, I really spoke with the wider group when I was able to bring 36 players together about, you know, it does take a wider squad to be able to achieve because of the circumstances of what we face. You know, we've got 8+ weeks and, you know, anything can happen between those 8 weeks. So realistically, as much as I may have a team in my mind, that can chop a change very quickly. So I'm sort of open to where I want to take the team from a selection point of view.
Michael, just further to what you and Louis have been discussing, your philosophy generally, what sort of balance do you put to performance and the other one, which yourself raised during State of Origin, incumbency? How do you marry those two up?
Yeah, I think experience is a really important part when you bring your team together. because, you know, you've got to have the glue of what it's all about. But also, too, you want to be in good form. So, you know, blending those two together is a task that I have when I sit down and, you know, I pick a team. I think, you know, the fact that sometimes, you know, you look at form, but can that player step up to the next level? So that's why I go out to games and, you know, I'm watching many a game. Is that player moving at certain circumstances within a game? Because that's what Origin requires. It's big moments and you can never stop. You know, it's a game that you're on every single second of that 80 minutes, and I'm looking for players that, you know, want to provide that effort. Because if you provide that effort, you're going to put yourself in a pretty good situation.
Yeah, it's public knowledge that you've had discussions with Jack White, who announced his retirement from State of Origin. He is a big game player. You talk about, you know, match experience and all of those things. How do you think that has been received by Jack?
Look, Jack, he's a big game player, and, mate, he's passionate about the Origin space. One thing I've done with Jack is just let him get back playing. You know, and that's what he wants to do. He wants to get his footy in the right place. You know, I haven't spoke to Jack for a couple of weeks, but I no doubt we'll touch base with him over the next little period and find out where he's going. But look, I think I've got a wide group of players that I can get to, and I know a lot's been sort of said about certain individuals, but, you know, it's at the moment I've got a pretty open mind about where I want to take things.
Your representative coaching, you know, was on balance excellent. You just went down that semi-final in the World Cup to Australia, 16-14, and then you turned around a loss in the first round of the Pacific Championships to a 30-0 win over Australia. And what would buoy you there is that I think it was 11 or 12 of those players for Australia were Queenslanders. So that would give you a fair degree of confidence.
Yeah, I've worked out the game plan. I've just got to make sure we execute it now, boys. That's the key. Yeah, obviously, you know, you're up against certain teams at certain times. Look, and I was able to have the Kiwi boys in a really good headspace for that campaign, and that's no different to what I'm going to be working towards with the Blues boys. You know, and a great example of what I see in that game that we played at the end there was someone like Kieran Foran, who basically never really played nine, but because he was so passionate and he wanted it that badly to have success for the Kiwi boys, as he jumped in the nine, he did a fantastic job. So I see that representative footy can be a little bit like that at times, where sometimes you will find yourself in a position or in a place within a game where you just got to do the job. And that's the character of the player that I'm looking for.
Just one away from that, Madge, what always interests me with coaches, you've got to be masochists in some ways, but when you were playing, you know, you've 16, 20 games or so in first grade, you played mainly, of course, with Canberra, but your teammates, David Ferner, Laurie Daly, Ricky Stewart, you've been coached by Mal Meninga, Tim Sher, you knew it was torture before you started. What drove you to be a coach?
Basically, their experiences. You know, I was very fortunate to come in the early 90s playing with those guys. And look, they set such high standards, and obviously I, you know, jumped in on and was a part of that. So I think that's something there that we all enjoyed. The fact is that, you know, the winning feeling and being able to get a group of people or group of men together and perform at the highest level. And I used to see those boys duck off to Origin when I was an 18-year-old. And I was always fascinated about, you know, wanting to be in that position. And you know, unfortunately, I wasn't there as a player, but now I can do it as a coach, and, you know, I can't wait to get that group of players together, because when you're talking with the top level of player, it's a pretty special conversation, and I really enjoy talking with those boys.
We're joined by New South Wales coach Michael Maguire here on Sunday Afternoon Rugby League on ABC Sport. Just a couple more, we'll let you go, Madge. I'm interested, there's been comments from you about changing where you guys set up for pre-Origin game camps and so on. What, and maybe the whole routine about that. What are your thoughts on that in terms of where you're headed, and why is that so important?
Yeah, obviously something different, but also too, just the way I want to bring the team together. Allow us to get away, probably in a bit of a quieter environment at times. But, you know, and for the players to spend a bit more time together, whether or not it's playing a game of golf or you know, doing things in and around the area where we are. So it's really to get away and focus on our preparation, but also too, build relationships at a higher level. I think one special part of when you bring a group of men like this together is the relationships you have. They're mates for life, you know, their experiences. And I want to be able to create that for the players.
Just finally, I want to ask Louis this question and get your response to it, Michael, because Louis, you were really impassioned last year talking about, after the Origin series loss, about you know, the dreaded word culture in New South Wales, and they need to be picking players who represent what that blue jersey means. And it was about as emotional and as passionate as I've heard you talk about anything. So why is that so important to it? And it sounds like Michael Maguire is going down this exact same path. But just reiterate what you meant by that, and then I'm keen on the new coach's thoughts as well.
Well, it's hard to sort of go back to that point in time when I was talking about it and the emotion comes out, because I just love that blue jersey. And I hate when everyone says Queensland means more, but we just sit there and we cop it. It doesn't mean more. It means the exact same to us as a New South Wales person as it does to a Queenslander person, but we just don't seem to show that as much on the field. But after sitting with Madge and listening to his plan and idea behind what he wants to do and how he wants to select people and what he's looking at as a player and what he believes Origin is, I think he hit the nail on the head when we sat down and had the conversation. But look, for me, and Madge answered it earlier, it's about the efforts when people aren't expecting it. It's about doing the things that don't get put on the highlight reel. And I can see that Madge is already watching these players do it. Well, I watch every game I'm watching now because I'm actually watching it through a blue lens now. Everything I watch at the game is like looking through a blue eye saying, he's one guy that you'd love to have in Origin. Oh, you know, he's an Origin player, but he's not really sort of doing the things what Origin needs you to do. And I feel like Madge is really starting to take a step back down that path. So,
because you're talking about selections too.
Selections of the right person, the right personality, the people who, you know, represent what New South Wales are about. But I do believe Madge has got that sorted by having that conversation without going into too much detail.
Louis, mate, you're spot on there, mate. Like, I can just, and I hope people can hear that passion that you're talking, because that's what I've been chasing. You know, what you just spoke about there and what it means to you. I was able, and look, I'll share with you, I've obviously seen many of old boys. I hear that passion all the time. And I've got to say, I hear it with the current group. Obviously, we need to work hard to, you know, to put that out on the field now and get the results we're after. But I do know by having that passion that you're talking about out there, Louis, that you know, our current players are hearing that. And I think it's going to play a big part in what this team's all about.
And to that end, also, Madge, you've got a new team around you, John Cartwright, Brett White, Matt King, and Frank Panisi, of course, who's you know, their number one when it comes to football and high-performance managers.
Yeah, I've got some great people around me, and I think yeah, you're as good as the people around you. And I think the one thing that that group will bring is definitely the knowledge of what Origin's all about, the passion, but also to the understanding of what is going on in regimes or in teams at the moment to prepare at our best. So I'm looking forward to obviously some real good preparation to allow our players to be at their best and then bring that passion by what they do on the field and the effort areas that Louis was alluding to there, because I think that's when you'll get the 9 million plus people here in New South Wales ripping in behind this team.